everybody. How are you today? It is Giovanna. It's a couple minutes late. Sorry, trying to figure out how to go live. Hopefully, it's working. Just want to say hi to everybody. Thank anybody who's here. And if you're not here yet, maybe you'll be listening later. I was asked to do the brown bag today, and I'm real excited about it. Just gonna share some of the things that I've been thinking about and that the Holy Spirit has been putting on my heart lately, and so I hope it resonates with someone else out there. I'm just gonna start with a prayer. So, God, please be with us today, and thank you for the opportunity to get to talk to my church family today, and I just pray that you would use me and have me speak the words to be spoke on this subject, on your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So, hi, Debbie. Today I'm just going to talk about the goodness of God. What a good God we serve. And we know it's not us. We are not good, but God is good. And hi, Suzanne. The first thing I kind of want to talk about is Romans 3:12. God says that there is none that do good, not one. So apart from God and His goodness, we have no goodness inside of us. The goodness that we have inside of us, it comes from Him through His Spirit that He gives to each one of us. That is where the goodness comes from. It is not among ourselves, because within ourselves, we don't have any good to give. No human does. Not just. We might desire for God's goodness. We might desire for good things. The spirit that's inside of us is good, and that's the goodness that we have, and that's the only goodness we have comes through Him. Our Father is good. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The power, again, that works in us is His Holy Spirit. It's Him. But what does exceedingly abundantly mean? I mean, it means super, super abundant, superior, excessive. He's able to do more for us than we could even ever think or imagine. So how in any way, shape, or form could we ever be faithless? Because the faithlessness that's inside of us is not the part of us that comes through Him. The faithlessness that's inside of us, and when I say us, I mean me as a human, any other believer as a human or otherwise, we couldn't have faith if it wasn't given to us and if the Spirit wasn't inside of us allowing us to. And so just really thinking about that, He could give us more than we could even ask or think according to the power that works inside of us. That's just an amazing line. I've really just been thinking a lot about that. That's my cat. So I just have a couple other scriptures to share on God's goodness, and the next one's going to be from Psalm 52:1. The goodness of God endures continually. I love that. He's always good. So since He's always good and He's continually good, it should be very easy for us to have faith whenever things get trying, because He's shown us His care, He's shown us His goodness so many times. That it whenever we're being tried, we should know that in those times God is about to be glorified and do something amazing. Sometimes it's hard to look at it that way when you're being tried, but sometimes those are the times when the faith comes the easiest, because you're seeing Him move mountains and you're seeing Him do amazing things that you might not have been able to even think or ask for. So to quote A.W. Pink on God's goodness, this is what he has to say. There is such an absolute perfection in God's nature and being that nothing is wanting to it or defective in it, and nothing can be added to it to make it any better. Close quote. God's goodness is already done. It's a wrap. You can't add to His goodness. It's the most absolute perfect goodness that there could even be. And when you think about it like that, I feel like it really also helps to increase faith. Psalm 119:68 tells us, "Thou art good and does good." End quote. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 33:5. And I mean, the whole earth is full of his goodness. That's just such a beautiful phrasing, that everywhere in the whole earth is full of God's goodness. You know, when the fall comes and, you know, you want to see fall colors, you might go for a drive. And unless you know where every single good tree is, you just kind of trust that when you go for a drive into nature here in the Midwest, you will be able to find yellows and oranges and the reds of the colors that are just beautiful. And you expect to see it because, you know, in the fall, that's what's expected. You might not know where every single red tree is. You might not know where every single yellow tree is, but you expect to see it. And that's the same thing with God. We expect to see his goodness because it is that natural, just as the trees that change in the fall. And then I guess just, you know, knowing of God's goodness helps increase our faith, and it helps us rest in him when times are trying. And then also, you know, when times are good, we're just always being able to trust and rest in God's faithfulness and his goodness. So that's what I got for today. Just really thinking about the goodness of our Father and how we can see it everywhere and how it will increase our faith and just give us a better life, and being able to know that in all things, God is good and he loves us and he can do exceedingly abundantly better and more than we could even imagine or think. So, I hope that that is encouraging for some of you guys today. I hope you guys have a really great rest of your day and a good, weekend. I'll see you later. Bye.